So, who is Jesus? The Bible tells us that Jesus was crucified on a cross, buried in a tomb, and was raised to life on the third day. He is now with his Father in heaven. So what does that mean? It means that Jesus is who he claimed to be. In other words, the Son of God. Jesus wasn't just a good teacher, like Judas believed he was. He wasn't a blasphemer or a liar, as Caiaphas, the chief priest, believed. He wasn't just a good man, as Pilate believed. But Jesus is the Son of God, as the Roman centurion realized standing at the foot of Jesus' cross. As the Son of God, Jesus achieved his mission on earth, which was to enable you and I to become sons and daughters of God. Let me show you how he did that with the cross. Look at the crossbeam, where Jesus' arms were stretched out wide in love. Jesus chose to pay for your sins and my sins. Our sin separates us from both God, for now and all eternity. And we can't change that on our own. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, out of his incredible love for us, paid for your sins and paid for my sins. How costly that was for him. What amazing love. Now look at the upright on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, he opened up the door for us into our Heavenly Father's presence, the place where we can become children of God and part of his family. Now that sin has been dealt with, there is nothing that can separate us from our Father's love. As we saw earlier with Judas, Caiaphas, and Pilate, people always act out of what they believe deep down. I wonder what you believe deep down about Jesus. Imagine that Jesus just walked into the room and is speaking to each one of us in turn. His question to each one of us is this: who do you say I am? Take a moment of quiet to think about how you would answer him as we look at the cross.
Thank you, Tom. Let's turn in our yellow service sheets to our response as we say together the words of the confession.